Hi you guys, happy Saturday, and I'm sending you this recording as our consolidation recording, so it would be great, and I will put this in a text for you to prioritise listening to this over all the other recordings from this point, because it will help you to finish up this month and prepare for the energy of the emotional that will be coming in this time next week. If you're not already feeling it. So we're ending. I did have a request to say more about Chiron and Taurus, and Alexis actually sent like an hour long thing about Chiron and Taurus the other day. Alexis is like the anchor for transference healing. She's like the head honcho. So I thought that I would break it down a little bit and just translate what is relevant to our work and to our group this far and going forward, because we're going to be Chiron and Taurus for the entirety of this training. So all the Chiron and Taurus stuff is going to affect the entire group, so I thought I'd go into it as we consolidate this month. So Chiron and Taurus really feels the old world. It really feels what doesn't work and wants out, basically, because the old world and the old way of doing things are actually so fear-based that it's quite triggering for Chiron and Taurus, because Chiron and Taurus have this yearning to feel safe, and so often Chiron and Taurus find it difficult to kind of land in the world, because worldly life kind of will trigger off their fears, and that's not pleasant. So another thing that happens with Chiron and Taurus is they don't want to create ripples, so sometimes have struggles moving energy, and sometimes, because the world is so fear-based, they sort of can cling on, which creates a difficulty kind of shifting forwards. So for this group, everyone is going to be looking for ways to get out of the old way of doing things. Physical life will get much more spiritualized with Taurus energy on Earth. We're in Taurus until September, we're back in Aries until the following April, then we're in Taurus for a few good years, I think mostly 6 years, something like that. So this is useful for us all to hear going forward. So we'll become much more aware over the next 4 months on this course, 3 months now, and over the next few years, how much our consciousness creates protection for us, how safe we feel in ourselves when our consciousness is high. You might already feel that a little bit as we've kind of shifted into this energy of Serapis Bay. There's a lot of safety there. You might become, and this creates a field of energy of the hologram that we exist within when our consciousness is in a good place and a lot of safety. And that's called sphere consciousness. I do have a story about sphere consciousness, but I'm going to do everything else and maybe come back to it if we've got time. So the experience of the new world is basically just a more exalted hologram that we're all living in, and Chiron and Taurus really wants to get us to this place in a coherent and consistent way that feels safe, not in a kind of worlds collide kind of way, in a really nice, steady, one step at a time sort of way. Chiron and Taurus knows that nothing is actually reliable in the old world, and asks that we check if what we're involved with has evolved. This way, when old systems do break down, which they will, there'll be a lot less fear. So really, I mean, you could still be working in an old system, but is it still, is. Just you're asking yourself all of the time, is this evolving? Is this stuck in like stuck in 10 years ago kind of consciousness? Taurus is very connected to the body, so connected to the elements that we're made of, nature spirits in particular. I think I said in the healing, you know, when a grounded Taurian wants to work with the earth, they can work magic, really. So Taurus, for this training, I feel, is taking us into the body, into the physical, through the elements that we're made of, and into the spirit of the physical body. Because Taurus wants to evolve everything and spiritualize everything more. And the spirit of the physical body is the light body. So, you know, that's where we're going. And I think we need to know that the light body is trying to show us a new way all of the time, that we're trying to kind of hold more light, and be really careful, like I said in the healing, be careful where you put your consciousness. Evolve beyond the perception of the self. So if we can detach enough, Taurus can take us through fear in a very impersonal way. And it's like going beyond perception, going beyond what is in front of our eyes, beyond the images of a certain thing and into the light of that. I hope you guys can follow this, but we are suspended in a holographically during this course. It's like I've realized more and more that I'm just templating the environment and you guys step into it, and you're kind of suspended in a different energy while you're in the training. Even if, like many of you say, you've fallen asleep, it's fine, you'll be receiving whatever it is that you need. And brilliant for this time, because Chiron and Taurus just wants to elevate us. So yeah, even if you don't consciously feel like you can hold or understand any of what I'm saying, it's still good to be in the energy. I had something come in about the capstone of the pyramid being like the cornerstone of the hologram. In other words, it's built from above. And I was like, why am I having to think about holograms? And the answer is that thinking holographically is a part of the new world. Trusting that if things break down, they are meant to. We're meant to be creating now. And capital letters, have no fear. So the pyramid is said to hold, Lexis was talking about this in her recording, which I thought was really interesting, given that I feel like we're so in Egypt with this, much more so than before. We're so in these, in this energy of Serapis Bay. Mark came home from work last week and said, I've got tickets to go and see to the Tutankhamun experience. And I ended up, going through this thing about ancient Egypt, which was quite strange. And also there was something else that came in about Egypt today, can't remember, but it's like I can't get out of this sort of Egyptian hologram. And yeah, Alexis talked about the pyramid holding every single temple and every energy in Egypt. It was built as kind of like something that could hold energy and amplify energy and create a hologram inside the pyramid that is kind of ripe to have interdimensional experiences. So you can go to places without moving. You go into the pyramid and you sit in the energy and you can move holographically between the temples. And I thought this is so interesting because I've just felt this training has been so interdimensional. It's so strange. It is, and that's what the where the light body will take you. So it makes sense. Yeah, thank you, Chiron and Taurus. okay, so what is it? What is that holographic experience? I've been trying to think about, or interdimensional experience, sorry. I've been trying, racking my brains, thinking, you know, how do I start explaining this? And the best way that I thought is that it's just basically you're visiting different energies. I think the pyramid is holding the energies of all the temples is a really good sort of a really good way of explaining it, that you're just visiting different, and a bit like when we do the meditations, you're going to the crocodiles and you're going to the sunflowers and you're going here and you're going there. When you do that, your imagination is kindled. And it's not your imagination of yourself. It's not your ego. It's not your worries and all these things that are connected to you. It's more your imagination for God. And it's not an escape, but it's an exploration of life and living. You go and you come back and it expands your you in the now. I'm just going to go with this because I'm just going to read from my notes. They're really all over the place. Aten is light. Ra is God. Aten Ra. So we're looking at God, but it's really important that we're not limited to the Bible. We're not excluding the Bible, but oftentimes stories of God come from so many places. And again, it's not one-dimensional, but interdimensional. You know, God exists within and between every realm. So yeah, I think there's we can have an aversion to kind of biblical stories. A couple of you have mentioned this so far, and I get it. I do get it. Because, you know, it feels like when we talk about God, we're just talking about God and Jesus and la, 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 la. But actually, God and Jesus really do fit within that Egyptian pyramid as well. Everything is like an echo of everything else. And I think it's important not to get stuck in the aversion to the biblical stuff. I think this aversion actually comes from an invasion. It's like an invasion of the imagination of God. So when I talk about going interdimensional, I'm saying you're kindling your imagination. You're kindling your imagination for God, not for yourself. But when too many things are put into your mind, especially from a young age, you have no space left to imagine for yourself, and quite often it's just information without meaning. I think if you're sensitive, you can feel that sometimes, that you're just being preached at rather than invited in to a thing. And of course the church and, you know, religions as we know them now, they have been corrupted. They are corrupted systems, for the most part, I think, sadly. But they weren't always. I think this is just what people do to a thing, you know, if it has any power in it. Of course, all this imagination of God has huge power. So, I've put Jesus as an echo. We're all echoes. We're all echoes, but nothing cancels out the other. nothing excludes the other or cancels it out. When I was at King Tut's exhibition with Mark, there was a lotus chalice. I think it was called, it was called a lotus chalice. It was made of white calcite and it looked like, literally like the Holy Grail type thing. And it was called King Tut's Wishing Cup. So we can see, and I've been so interested in the Holy Grail recently, and the Holy Grail is a story that goes through Arthurian legend, but also the idea of a chalice, a wishing cup, something that we can drink the higher from, is something much older than Arthurian legend, for example. So I think it's really important to just, because we're going so interdimensional, just to appreciate that. On the cup it said, "Live thy soul. Mayst thou spend millions of years, though lover of Thebes." Thebes is another word for Luxor, which is where our guy Serapis Bey hung out. "Though lover of Thebes, with thy face towards the north wind and eyes beholding felicity." Felicity meaning happiness and bliss. I mean, how beautiful. How beautiful is that? I think with the kind of biblical stuff, it's the reduction that can make us feel so inside of it, how it's been reduced. It's not the not so much the imagination of God, but the fancy of the ego of saying, this is right and this is wrong and da 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 da. And that's what the matriarch, if you listen to the elephant meditation, the matriarch, that's what she's saying, we've just got to kind of pull that thread out because it's not doing anyone any favours. So when we go multidimensional, lovelies, it is the soul exploring the imagination of God, the images of God, worlds within worlds within worlds. It doesn't come from the mental plane alone. The soul is leading the way, thinking and feeling the way through this. It's the soul that recognizes Egypt as a culture of opposites, as an older echo of the now, and Earth as a culture of opposites as well. This world of opposition for creation. We go this way and we go that. When we add imagination to that, when we let our imagination travel, when we listen to a meditation or recording and imagination goes somewhere, it brings meaning to the exploration. So you will find your own story, you will find your own meaning within things. And I think that's what's very beautiful about what we're doing, is you're not limited to what I'm saying. What do I know? At the end of the day, I'll hands up, I don't, the same as you guys, I'm just trying to find a way through. I find it really interesting to think about the loss of meaning and how actually it's like a crisis on the planet at the moment. What we're so good at, minutiae, logic, reason, we know how everything works, we know how it works, we don't read into it enough to glean why it works, what it is. So we know a lot, but we don't know what things mean to us, I think. And this is because we've lost this ability of taking a thing into the inner world and perceiving perceiving something through ourselves rather than through just materialism. But thank God, thank God a Taurus is shifting us back through the dominion of the physical, through the light body. So that's what the light body is trying to do. It's reading information, decoding, bringing in new stuff. And as I wrote that down, I thought, I love that word dominion. Dominion obviously has got negative connotations, but in its highest sense, it means to caretake and to relate really closely to what is physical or to the land. You know, we have dominion over our bodies. We have dominion over our land. The elephants have dominion. They relate to the land and to the earth on every level. You know, I am here. I am here. They claim dominion and provide stewardship of the land. And I feel like at this point, we are really being tasked to reclaim dominion of ourselves, not to dominate, but to heal. Yeah. Elephants is actually so important to Taurus because elephants represent safety in the body and connection to the earth and the courage and the endurance it actually takes to be here. And that's the thing, Chiron and Taurus will really struggle to be inside their body and to be on this earth because there's a lot of fear. And Chiron and Taurus want to feel safe. So it makes total sense. It makes total sense. So, you know, it's that thing where I think it's so beautiful to get elephants coming in. So, yeah, Taurus is striving for a new way, something other than the current model for the new hologram. Reinventing and recovering through remembering and reimagining the world. I love this, dare to be naive, because you can't use your imagination if you're too rigid. You know, you have to be innocent, you have to be like new to a thing and feel into it. Dare to be naive, lovelies. So, Chiron and Taurus, you are why we've gone so interdimensional so quickly. You're why we've been in with the crocodiles and the elephants and doing this and doing that. Yeah, and I think it's worth taking a moment to recognize the bravery of incarnation and the courage that it actually took us all to come here, to incarnate here. And how important it is to find pleasure in the senses while we are here, whatever our situation. Countering fear of the world with recognizing courage, the elephant energy of dominion, and the myriad of sort of sights, smells, tastes, and sensations that you're capable of experiencing through the sensual world. Really helps a Chiron and Taurus to land. It's to start actually enjoying the sense world. Okay, I'll save the sphere consciousness story. It might come up later. But I don't want to go too long today because I wear you guys might be absolutely sick of listening to me. So let's go into practicalities for the next couple of weeks or next week. So the coming week, we're Saturday now, and we're going to get the next set of recordings in a week exactly. So the coming week is for you to sort of personally consolidate what you've learned. So after this recording, I'm not going to send any recordings or put anything in the library for a week, I promise. So this is the last recording for this physical pillar. Please, please, please do not worry if you haven't got around to all of it. It's been really, really full this time. And I don't expect you guys to do all of it. Don't rush to do anything more. Instead, just really work on consolidating and condensing as much as you can at this point and let it embed. So my recommendation would be not to try to take on any more information over the next week. So no more recordings after you've listened to this. Just sit. I mean, you can if you want to, but I would recommend that you just sit with what you've got and feel into it and like take it into yourself and see what you get, see what's going on in there. So you're not trying to learn anything, you're just being with what's come up for you, what stood out, even if it's just one word. And it doesn't even have to be a word from the recordings. It might even be confusion. That might be where you're at with the physical pillar. And all there's no wrong answer, guys. Yeah. So wherever you're at, just trust that what you need has been received and is sinking in. So let it sink in. If you can condense the physical pillar into one word, do it. Boil it right down. Dare to be simple. Dare to be naive. So you've got this whole week to find that one word if you want to and to let it settle in. Yeah, I thought I would be summing up for the group, but I think it's just been too interdimensional. And I think you guys will each have your own experience with this, so I think it's better just to let you run with it. For me, I've got one word for the physical pillar. I will be painting that onto a rock, and that's what I'm doing this week. Nothing else. Just that one word onto a rock. Yeah, I've been painting this weekend. I've been really loving this elephant energy and this Taurus energy. So I will send you the paintings because I think that I think if you've listened to the matriarch, you'll enjoy the paintings as well, I think. But it might be an invasion on your imagination, so maybe I won't. Okay, I'm still about if you have questions or I'd love to hear what's important for you on the physical right now, if you feel inspired to share, but obviously that's just an invitation, not an obligation. Be aware that your emotional body is starting to come to the forefront. Don't panic if you get a few wobbly days now. I've had 3 days where I've just been crying. So much grief coming out, and you know, I've been like, oh great, this is the emotional body. So yeah, you guys can look forward to that too. Yeah, so especially wobbly days that counter joy, faith and fun. So you might feel low, you might feel doubtful, you might feel heavy in your energy. Just go with it. You're probably having a purification on the physical, ready for the emotional body. Whatever it is you're feeling, know that your flame is untouched. Even if you don't feel your flame, it's there. The other day I was like crying and I was sad and I felt so unsure of myself, and I felt like, oh my god, you know, I'm teaching this course about a flame and I'm really unsure. And spirit just came through and said, that's fine, be unsure. Be unsure. And it made me feel so much better. It didn't, again, it's that thing of it doesn't take anything from the flame to be unsure, to be who you are. It's just to be what you're feeling. Yeah, purification, all of this stuff, all of these moments where we wobble is just part of the maturation process. Stuff's getting ready to come to light and clear. So yeah, if you get wobbly, you're not alone, lovelies. Okay, so this time next week, I'm going to put up the emotional pillar content in the library. I'll text you guys so you know it's there. And I'm going to take down the physical pillar content completely. That way we stay together, because I know some of you will just stay in the physical trying to catch up. And I really want you guys to feel that it's all done. You've done what you came here to do. Consolidate it now. Don't feel you've got to keep up. This is your experience. So spend this last week in whatever way seems right for you. So you can listen to the recordings, you can re-listen. If there's any that you don't want to part with, you can download them. You can practice the meditation if you can stay awake. I think I've fallen asleep twice doing it. I've heard from a few of you just saying, I'm so sorry, I can't stay awake. It's fine, you don't need to stay awake. If that's what you want to do, that's great. You'll still be getting the energy. You might just want to be in nature, you just might want to be in your body, you might want to contemplate, you might want to paint a rock. You might want to boil this physical pillar into one word or one sentence. That's super powerful. You'll never forget it if you do that. Take time to consolidate your learning and expect to hear from me again roughly this time next week. So lovelies, I wish you love. I wish you all joy this week. I wish you rest, settling time. I hope you can consolidate what you've learned so far, and please don't beat yourself up if you haven't managed to do it all. Just let yourself stop and just let it all sink in and go in and see what it's doing inside your body. I'll speak to you again on the 1st of August, which I think is next week. All right, all my love. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.